Okay, everyone, we're recording for the September 18th Porch Cove St. Phillips Council meeting. Welcome.
Okay.
Is volume okay?
Good evening, everybody.
Check, yeah.
Check, check. And welcome, and we'll call the meeting to order and ask for the adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Councilor Bartlett, seconded by Councilor Neary. All in favor?
Aye.
No errors? Passed. Approved. We have no delegations, so we have an adoption for the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Councilor Bartlett, seconded by Councilor Hanlon. Any errors or omissions? Discussion on the, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contraminded? Carried.
Yeah, the attendance.
Now we'll go out our admission, attendance. I forget. In attendance this evening, we have Deputy Mayor Laham, Councilors Bartlett, Councilor Harding, Councilor Hanlon, Councilor Neary, Councilor Stuart Sharp, Town Manager Chris Milley, Deputy Town Clerk Claudine Murray, Director of Recreation Don Sharp, Director of Financial Operations Tony Pollard, Director of Economic Development Jeff Lawler, Director of Public Works Charlie Hamlin, Planning and Development Coordinator Liz Spurrell. So thank you very much. And now we'll ask for a report from our Town Manager Chris Milley.
Thank you. Town Manager's report for September 18th, 2018. Item number one, just to give everyone a notice that professional municipal administrators fall training forum is going on Thursday and Friday this week, and myself and the town clerk will be attending that. The deputy town clerk will be attending. Normally the town clerk, Tony Pollard, will be attending as well, but I believe he's choosing to stay behind to make sure that there's some management staff here in this town hall. And just to let you know that as a board member, my expenses will be paid by them. I won't be under the town's expenses for myself. Number two, update for Drover Heights Water and Sewer Project. The town just received approval to sign the project management consultant agreement and is expecting to shortly get approval to sign the prime consultant agreement with the design consultant following a fairly productive introduction meeting that we had last week. In that meeting, it was realized that we would be too late in the year before construction could begin, and the town would witness better results if it tenders as soon as possible for an early spring start. And of course, I can give any more information about what benefits we're talking about, or what things we would see if we do a late fall tender with early spring start. It has a lot to do with the quality of the work, and also the expected tender results in terms of the quality or cost that comes in as a result. So I can relay that to you directly if you want, any of the councillors. With respect to the zone metering project, the last approvals and changes in the project management or project documents and contracts are being worked out with the Department of Affairs. I think we got another approval as of today or yesterday, and the town is now expecting approval to go to tender for design services for the newly required zone meter chambers. The old project didn't require any separate design work, but the new project with the zone meters require chambers that require a bit of design work required. So we're getting approval for that. I think we'll have that probably before the end of this week to go to tender on the design services. I want to give an update on the Tolt Road questionnaire. The town sent out a questionnaire to residents of Tolt Road area about the upcoming road upgrades that are part of the 2017 to 2020 multi-year capital works program. So far, we have about 60 responses out of about 220 surveys delivered. And I encourage anyone who hasn't sent it in yet to send it on in. It's a it's very interesting to see the wide range of responses we were getting, recording all the responses and then be able to provide a council with a full analytical information on that so they can make a wise decisions about what they want to do with that project. And I think that the end of the we're accepting the questionnaire returns up until this Friday, I think, is the deadline for receiving those responses. And then finally, asphalt tender. Some people in the residents have been asking about any repairs are going to be going on this year. And you will see in tonight's council agenda that there is going to be an awarding of an asphalt tender that went out and was closed 2 weeks ago on Friday, I believe it was. Close, we'll be awarding that tender this evening, and we should be getting that work done within a matter of weeks of close of awarding. That is the end of my report.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Can everybody hear down there?
No.
So I could see everybody trying.
Turn up the volume.
That's why I asked.
Try that now. Hello?
Is that better, do you think? Now can you hear me?
There you go.
I think it's my voice is the one they didn't hear.
Oh,
so
there we go.
That's better.
I would
imagine.
That. There we go.
That's a little feedback. Now,
feedback.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay, thank you, Chris. We go into our committee reports now. So Councillor Harding with Planning and Development.
Thank you, Your Worship. The Planning and Development Committee met on Monday, September 10th, 2018, and in attendance were the Chair, myself, Jeff Laham, Deputy Mayor, Johnny Hanlon, Councillor, Les Spurl, Planning Coordinator, David Beckett, Development Control Officer. Absent with notice was Ashley Linehan and Holly Duffett, and also present were Carol McDonald, Mayor, and Chris Milley, Town Manager. Item number one, Civics number 256 and 270 to 282, Witch Hazel Road rezoning. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to complete an amendment to the town's municipal plan and development regulations to rezone the rear property Civics number 256 and 270 to 282, Witch Hazel Road, from agriculture to residential and amend the semi-service development standards as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Moved by Councillor Harding, seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Undermined? Carried.
Civic number 97 to 103, Witch Hazel Road, subdivide property. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to subdivide property at Civic number 97 103, Witch Hazel Road, be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report. So moved.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Deputy Mayor Laham. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undermined, carried.
Civic numbers as listed, and 34A Jonathan Heights rezoning. Committee recommends that the application to complete an amendment to the town's municipal plan and development regulations to rezone property civic number as listed and 478 Old Brow Cove Road and civic number 34 Jonathan Heights from agriculture to residential as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Undermined? Carried.
Civic number 952 to 956 in Emil Line, a single dwelling with subsidiary apartment. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to construct a single dwelling with subsidiary apartment at civic number 952 to 956 in Emil Line be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Laham. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undermined? Carried.
Item number five, Civic number 18 North Point Road, demolish and reconstruct a single dwelling. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to demolish and reconstruct a single dwelling at Civic number 18 North Point Road be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Moved by Councillor Harris, seconded by Deputy Councillor Stuart Sharp. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
Item number six, Civic Number 89A, Dogberry Hill Road, demolish and reconstruct a single dwelling. The motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to demolish and reconstruct a single dwelling at Civic Number 89A, Dogberry Hill Road, be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councilor Hanlon. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
Other items, items 7 through 24 are other items that were discussed at the committee meeting. Detailed information regarding these items can be found in Appendix A of the table report. Item 25, there were 10 permits issued from August 24th to September 6th, 2018, as per Appendix A of the table report. And Your Worship, that ends my report.
Thank you very much. Councilor Stuart Sharp, Recreation Community Services.
Thank you, Your Worship. The Recreation and Community Service Committee met Wednesday, September 12th. In present was Councilor Hanlon, myself, Councilor Neary, and Director Don Sharp. Discussion items. A resident had concerns with a group that rented Rainbow Gully Turf for a tournament and did not offer canteen service. Staff will advise the resident that it is the option of the renter to provide services that their clients may want or need. The town is responsible for the maintenance of the facility, having the washrooms open and operational, and for groups to have access to the hut. It will also be noted that the washrooms have running water that participants can avail of to refill water bottles. Number two, within discussion items, it is with regret that we receive news that Brian Rice, president of Portugal Cove St. Philip's Minor Soccer Association, will not be returning next season. The town would like to acknowledge all the hard work and dedication that Brian has put in to the association over the past 12 years. Although his role will change for our community, he is still the Newfoundland Labrador Soccer Association director for the Northeast Avalon, and our relationship will continue at that capacity. Staff and council would like to pass along our best regards on his future endeavors. Number two, senior fitness class. The program coordinator is organizing a pilot program, low impact senior fitness class. This class would take place for 5 weeks in October on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m. for $5 per class. This class will focus on increasing senior strength and flexibility. Advertising for the class will be done through all forms of social media, as well as posters will be placed around the community. If you have any questions on the program, please call Mike at 895-5671. Number three, Grand Course Association. The Recreation Committee discussed the membership and contracts that the town has with the Grand Concourse Authority. The committee wanted to address some questions that were brought forward from residents. It was clear that the town has a trail maintenance agreement with the Grand Concourse Association, but we, Portugal Cove St. Philip's, own the trails. The committee requests that the staff organize a meeting with the Grand Concourse Association to discuss future relationships with the association. Staff will contact all council to make those arrangements. Number four, budget. The Recreation Committee discussed the 2019 budget. Recreation staff will meet Friday, September 28th for a yearly planning session. At that time, budget items will be also discussed. Councilors are asked to contact the Recreation Director if there are items for the recreation budget that will require pricing quotes. It is noted that the Recreation Department can certainly try and explore new programs and special events in the coming year. If anyone would like to add to our planning session, please contact any of our recreation staff. Number five, committee discussed the community grant applications that were submitted and will make the following recommendations. Motion, committee recommends that the town donate one-day field rental to St. John Ambulance number 321 Medical First Response Division for team building exercise. So moved.
Seconded by Councilor Neary. Any questions or all in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
Motion. Committee recommends that the town donate $150 towards the Ursula Crescent Block Party that took place on September 8th. So moved.
Moved by Councilor Stewart Sharp, seconded by Councilor Neary. Any discussion, questions? All in favor?
I just have one. The amount of $150 is, I know that some other ones we did $100. Is there any reason this one was more?
I thought it was $150. If it's incorrect, I don't have a paper in front of me, but it should be whatever everybody else was, and a community event should be $150.
Check on that.
We'll check on that for you, Councilor Hardy.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you. Anything further? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
Motion. Committee recommends that the town donate $50 a month for the next 4 months to Beachy Cove Elementary Breakfast Club for a total of $200. So moved.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilor Bartlett. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
And so ends my report.
Thank you very much. Councilor Bartlett, Public Works.
Thank you, Mayor McDonald. The Public Works Committee, we met on September 12th, 2018. In attendance was myself as Councilor, Deputy Mayor Lahan, Councilor Harding, Charlie Hamlin, Director of Public Works, and Linda Newhook, Coordinator. Also present was Mayor McDonald. Item number one is 2018 road maintenance tender results. Three bids were received in response to the advertised 2018 road maintenance tender package. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that awarding the tender for the 2018 road maintenance package to CW Parsons Limited in the amount of $74,734, HST included. So moved.
Seconded by Councilor Harding. Any questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
Item number two is a traffic calming request update. An update was provided to committee advising that traffic calming requests are now being processed and moving forward. Public Works is working diligently to expedite these requests, and public safety is an utmost priority. The outcomes of the assessments will determine the criteria for placement of traffic calming measures. Public Works is in discussions with the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary to address concerns in these areas. Item number three, injured or deceased domestic animal policy. Staff presented committee with a draft policy for the collection of injured or deceased domestic animals within the town's boundaries. This policy has been put in place to ensure who has the authority to collect and deliver animals on the town's behalf. Motion reads as follows. Committee recommends that the injured or deceased domestic animal policy be approved. So moved.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Lahan. Any discussion or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
And this is road updates. Ditching and line painting throughout the town is now complete. Guard rail maintenance and repairs was scheduled to begin yesterday, September 17th, and it has started. Culverts. The culvert on Mercer's Road is outstanding. Public Works is waiting on a permit from the Department of the Environment. Number five is ongoing items updates. Portugal Cove Road Cross Culvert. Public Works is in the process of assessing the water issues as they relate to the Portugal Cove Road Cross Culvert and are in the process of moving this matter forward to find an amicable solution. The next step is to acquire an engineered calculation of water flows and determine what impacts will result in any changes made to the cross culvert. Next item, staff advised committee that a request was received at Public Works from the Planning and Development Division to assess an application for commercial driveway access. Staff advised that conditional approval of the driveway access will be granted based on meeting the conditional requirements. Future infrastructure will need to be taken into consideration. Meadow Heights and Maggie's Place surveys. A survey for Meadow Heights has been completed and is with the town manager for review and action. With respect to Maggie's Place, at this time, Public Works does not have any ongoing matters. Bennett's Road raised crosswalk and posted speed. Question was raised as to why the posted speed on Bennett's Road in the area of the raised crosswalk remained at 50 kilometers per hour. Staff contacted the City of St. John's were informed that the raised crosswalk was placed as a temporary measure and will be removed in the fall, but typically they do not lower the speed in the vicinity of these devices. Small-scale treatment plants, the report is in progress. Item number six, 2018-2019 winter operations. The requirements for the upcoming winter season will be reviewed by Public Works and will include snow removal operations, staffing, and equipment requirements. Item number seven, Newbury Street. The town is currently in discussions with the owners of the land at the end of Newbury Street in an attempt to bring to a conclusion any remaining construction work outstanding in this area. And there ends the report.
Can I ask a question, Councillor Bartlett?
Absolutely.
Back to number four. If this has already been discussed and I've missed it, then I'll apologize now and I'll find it myself. But I see with 4.1 ditching and line painting throughout the town. I recall earlier when that was first presented that there was a comment and some question about looking into the green paint that had been placed there this time last year, I guess, with the area of the upgrade and the walkability. Was it ever determined if indeed there was still a warranty on that green paint that had been?
We did ask about a warranty. Now, sir, Mr. Hamlin, I'm not sure if you received a response from the supplier of the paint, because it was installed using all the manufacturer's requirements and stuff, so I'm not sure if we've received a call back from the company.
I did not receive any, but I'll certainly look in the ground and provide a proper answer back to you.
Okay, thank you. It was asked, but maybe it was before Mr. Hammond became
the director. I believe it was
director,
definitely.
So it was certainly
far before your
next
time,
meeting,
sir.
On our agenda. Excellent question. Thank you, Councilor Mayor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I got one question.
Yeah.
Under the traffic calming requests, did Dogberry Hill Road get included into them, the one that came over from Protective Services?
We did talk about Dogberry Hill Road at our meeting, yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
So it's in the hopper.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Just as an update, we did retrieve some of the information from the sign that's up there, aligned to the town. We can discuss that at the moment.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I have one question in regards to the painting. If the painting is finished, does that mean we're not going to repaint the Green Mile area?
No. I don't think there was any intention, because it seemed like there was a lot of feedback from the last time. I'm not mistaken, it was discussed earlier, but really wasn't was desirable to have that green paint. It was only just to keep the separation, probably put improve the separation between the two. But not going back, because I think there was issues raised about how slippery paint was versus unpainted areas and that sort of thing. So I think it was
deserved. So it's just a road now.
It's delineated as a walking path, the same as the one on Newbury Street. Well, Newbury is still painted because it hasn't worn off yet, but the one up on Dogberry Street, I guess, Dogberry Road is the most similar one.
I got a question about
the white paint going to go back there?
The white line was done. The white lines separated from the lane from the road. That was done earlier in the spring.
Okay.
Probably before Charlie came on.
Speaking of the line painting, were the lines replaced and the hatched lines on Dogberry Hill Road that were put there last year as part of the walking part? When we were up to the Summerwood team last week, it looked like the lines could have been done on that area as well. There was, I believe it was walking, I guess it's silhouettes of a person walking on the side rather than hatched. I was kind of thinking something like that could actually be applied down on Bushell Cove Road rather than the green part going forward. Maybe not this season, but something we should look at being consistent on the areas that we do have these extra pieces of pavement on the side of the road to give some consistency on what way we mark these, right? Because it seems like there's three different sets of types which have gotten installed over the past couple of years, but going forward, I think we should make every effort to keep it a consistent practice to keep in line whatever way we decide to do it.
On that note, we have certainly sourced or will be sourcing the pedestrian symbol for in those walkways. And we've updated some of the handicap signs, say, around the community and stuff to modernly reflect what's there. And we've also addressed, in case anyone's concerned about, there's no line painting down close to the school on Transportation Works Road or Corbin Road. And that also is being addressed as some side issues on the top.
Brilliant. I can give you the connection of where you can get that template made to if you need it afterwards.
Much appreciated, sir.
Anything further? Thank you very much. So it's economic development, marketing, communications, and tourism. Councillor Neary.
Thank you, Your Worship. There was no meeting held, however, I do have a director's report to read into the minutes. So economic development, marketing, communications, and tourism committee, number one, chamber and council joint task force meeting. PCSP procurement policy, a meeting was held on Tuesday, September 4th of the joint task force. The PCSP Chamber of Commerce is advocating for a procurement policy that would help support the new Procurement Act. This information will be shared with the Administration and Finance Committee to discuss an approach moving forward. Tourism plan. Details for the proposed new tourism plan were discussed. The town will work collaboratively with the Chamber to accomplish this project in the coming months. An application is currently being prepared by the Chamber of Commerce for support through the Department of Tourism, Culture, Industry, and Innovation. Number two, the PCSP Beautification Awards. We redeveloped the PCSP Garden Competition this year. We received a great deal of interest with strong competition in various categories. The winners will receive a PCSP gift bag, including a gift certificate for Murray's Horticultural and Garden Center. The winners have been notified and will also be featured in the next edition of the Tickle newsletter. The winners include, and I'll apologize in advance if I get any of the readings of these names wrong, the Greenest Garden went to Catherine Bonnet-Berzins. The Best Edible Garden went to John Quinton and Val Hansen. The Best Commercial went to Adventure Log Homes. The Best Residential went to Ed and Claudine Evely. Honorable mention to Denise Evans. And the Best Curb Appeal went to Wayne Kent, with honorable mention to Harold and Flora Churchill. Number three, the Eastern Health Clinic. The town continues to be in correspondence with Eastern Health on their proposed changes in Portugal Cove, St. Phillips. Number four, the media training. The media training session with council and directors will take place in late September, with details being finalized. Number five, the bus tour. A meeting was held on Thursday, September 13th, with members of the advisory committees, Chamber of Commerce, and staff. A first draft of the route and topics have been developed and will be finalized with council and members of the committees over the next week. The goal is to complete the tour in the next few weeks. And number six, public meetings with traffic calming recommendations. Following the development of traffic calming assessments last year for Country Gardens, Oliver's Pond Road, and Western Gully Road, and subsequent changes to our speed zone policy, the Department of Public Works will review with their committee to determine next steps to help finalize the plan for these areas, including dates for public meetings. This will take place at their next committee meeting with support from the Director of Economic Development. And so that's my report.
Thank you very much. Councillor Hanlon with Protective Services.
Thank you, Your Worship. Protective Services Committee, we met on September the 12th. In attendance was myself as Chair, Councillor Bartlett, Councillor Neary, Fred Holliday, one of our co-chiefs, Heather Coughlin, our employee and public relations administrator, and absent were Richard Murphy and Peter Morey. Item number one, the Commissioner is Municipal Enforcement. The Municipal Enforcement Officer offered the following update on activities since the last committee meeting. The MEO located stolen vehicle on Darby Hill Road extension, subsequently reported the RNC, and the vehicle was retrieved. Several reports from residents of Thorburn Woods area and Ocean View area of vehicles broken into, some cases of slashed tires. These areas are patrolled regularly and officers have been notified of the reported activity. Patrols continue to monitor throughout all areas of the community, and in particular for this type of activity. MEO performs school zone patrols and are working in conjunction with the RNC for traffic enforcement. RNC had additional presence in the school area for the start of the new school year. On September the 7th, there was a report of a party at the end of Neary's Pan Road with greater than 100 persons in attendance. Possible underage drinking, however, no initial report of fire. Approximately 9:40, St. John's Regional Fire Department contacted our volunteer fire department for notification And at approximately 10:15, our volunteer fire department was received an official call of a large bonfire in the same location and subsequently responded to the scene. The RNC were already there. MEO investigated a resident complaint of illegal dumping on Amelia Place. Investigation concluded as a matter between two neighbors. They performed two site visits on Old Brockhove Road and Witch Hazel Road in conjunction with the Planning and Development Department's Development Control Officer. Ongoing thing is the traffic regulation is still waiting a response from the minister. Fire emergency services updates. Since our last meeting, we had two residential alarms, three medical calls, two brush fires, and one commercial alarm. Training on September 3rd, there was no training due to Labor Day holiday. And on September the 10th, it was SCBA searches in a confined space. Other activities, the tender for replacement of rescue awarded and ordered from Micmac Fire Safety Source. Expected delivery date of August 6, 2019, as specified in the tender, and the PO has been issued. The co-chiefs met with Blair Hogan, who is the Regional Emergency Planning Officer with FESNL, to begin preparation for our tabletop exercise, which is scheduled for later this fall. Department has been assisting the OH&S advisor in the department of an evacuation plan for the town hall. The firefighters' annual ball is scheduled for Saturday, September 22nd at the Royal Canadian Legion. NL Fire Services Association annual convention is scheduled for September 28th to the 30th in the town of Clarenville. Deputy Chief Sharp had to withdraw from attending the convention. Lieutenant Ed Lundgren will attend in his place. Fire Prevention Week supplies have been ordered and a proclamation will be forwarded to the mayor for signature at a future public council meeting. September the 7th, the co-chiefs in conjunction with the Northeast Avalon Fire Chiefs met with Fire Commissioner Derek Sivens to discuss mutual concerns. The town emergency management plan is under review and a full walkthrough of an updated plan is scheduled for October. And item number three is Darby Hill Road. The request for a speed bump to be installed in Darby Hill Road area has been forwarded to Public Works Committee, as we discussed earlier. And this ends my report.
Thank you. And the Administration and Finance, Deputy Mayor Lahan.
Thank you, Your Worship. The Administration and Finance Committee met Wednesday, September 12, 2018. Myself as Chairperson, Daryl Harding, Councillor Stuart Sharp, Town Manager Chris Milley, Tony Pollard, Director of Financial Operations, Town Clerk, and Claudine Murray, Town Clerk. Also present was Mayor. Item number one, Council Payment. Committee recommends Council approve payment of regular accounts in the amount of $5,152 and capital accounts in the amount of $15,927.50 for a total of $21,079.50. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Stuart Sharp. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contraminded? Carried.
Item two. Committee is reviewing correspondence policy for updates and improvements. Item number three, rules of procedure governing meetings. The committee is reviewing the rules of procedure for updates and improvements. The current rules of procedure can be found on the town's website. Item four, metering project. Negotiations with the Department of Municipal Affairs and Environment are underway to ensure all available funding is allocated for the project. And item five, the Grover Heights project. The town was not successful in negotiating a consultant agreement with the first choice of consultants under the RFP process, and as such, has moved on to negotiate with the second preferable bidder. As we are closing in on the end of 2018 construction season, and there is still a fair bit of work that needs to be done before the town can go on to tender for the actual construction, the project will now be scheduled for the spring of 2019 construction start. It is anticipated that having a tender awarded late this year for an early 2019 start will result in better prices. Committee recommends that motion 2018-256 Council cancels the award to Professional Engineering Consultants Inc. and negotiate with Newfoundland Design Civil Limited to provide engineering consulting for Drover Heights Water and Sewer Servicing Project 17-CWWF-18-00003. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Harding. Any discussion? Questions?
Well, is that going to cost us any fee whatsoever to fence that?
No. The second preferred bidder is $7,000 higher than the first one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary? Carried.
So ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you very much. There's some new business.
Yes, Your Worship.
The correspondence, there's only one piece of correspondence which went to the appropriate department. New business.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to share an amendment to the mental health resolution. On August 7th, 2018, Council passed motion 2018-272 to submit a mental health resolution to municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador for their upcoming annual general meeting. Upon submitting the resolution, the MNL board reviewed the submission and responded to the town. They indicated that they would not lead the initiative nor directly lobby the province and or federal government on this issue, as it is not a direct municipal responsibility. However, they indicated that they could support the town in the development of a task force using their communications and engagement. They suggested amendments for the resolution. As follows, motion. I recommend that Council amend the mental health resolution of motion 2018-272 to the following. Whereas we need to build existing strengths within communities and create more resources and supports for those who may be coping with mental health issues. And whereas it is only with the vision and cooperation of municipal leaders working with provincial and federal politicians and bureaucrats that we are truly going to see change. Therefore, be it resolved that the municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador support an initiative of a task force with health authorities and other elected officials to help coordinate the development and expansion of mental health supports for our communities, with a special emphasis on addressing the mental health issues faced by our youth and the increasing number of youth suicides. And be it further resolved that the municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador continue to support mental health programs and services in an effort to improve overall community health. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Harding. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary? Carried. I have just one thing that I want to mention. In the Planning and Development Committee, it was noted that I was in attendance and I wasn't. Okay. So just noted. For the record.
And
you were there in spirit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I'd like to update the community grants. We recommend that the town, it is supposed to be $100 towards the Ursula Crescent block party that took place September 8th, not $150. It's $100.
Thank you. Now somebody move anything further? New business? Somebody move adjournment?
So moved.
Everybody. Moved by Councillor Bartlett, seconded by Councillor Neary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. That was a quick one.
Good.
Yep. It's a very good one. Questions?
I'll just switch the tape.
Oh, just on the page. Oh. Oh. Okay. You have to notice the weather, right?